Hi guys, I'm just going to be taking you through the terms of service for the Summer of Sonic event in 2009. Yes, indeed, it's in August. So, August is approaching quite quickly. So, basically, we're doing a terms of service thing to make sure everybody knows what to do. Yes, indeed. It's just for you, basically. Some nice information to help you attend and get things sorted and make sure it's all safe and groovy. Now, what I'm going to be telling you is a condensed form of the stuff. If you want to go into more detail, you probably won't have to, but if you just want to give it a glance over, that's cool. You'll find the full terms of service on the Summer of Sonic website in the near future, and on the SSMB forums. I'll make a little announcement topic for everybody with all the terms of service in there so that they have good access to it. Okay? Now, first of all, it's best if you pre-register with us. So, the whole deal of that is you send an email with the requested details and your agreement with the TOS, and we register for you. And when you get there in the event, you'll have a nice little groovy ticket, which is very handy. And it's like a fast track thing. You'll basically get into the event really quickly. Well, quicker than the people who don't pre-register anyway. So if you think of it being like a Universal Studios fast track pass, you've got the right idea. So it's best to pre-register, you'll get in quicker, and it's much more groovy. If you're a party leader and you're bringing a bunch of other peeps with you, you're going to be the team guy. So your name will be on the ticket, and all the people who are supposed to be with you should be there as well, right? If for some reason someone in the party's late, just keep the details handy so you can all be a team and get in, alright? So it's handy to have contact with your team leader. So if somebody's registering on your behalf and you're with them, just stay in touch. If there's any problems, contact a member of staff. We need your details for security reasons and for your safety. So if there's any probs, we've got all your details to help out. And only two people have access to that database, and that's Archangel UK and Earthheart. And once the event's all done and dusted, those details are deleted. They're deleted. So nobody has them anymore. So don't worry, you're not going to be getting things through the post or companies giving you a ring or anything. Nothing like that. Oh no, it's just something we've got to do. Now, if you want to find a member of staff, they will be identified by little magic stamps on their hands or head or wherever they want to put them. So if you want to find a member of staff, look for the stamp. And there'll always be one at the main entrance, and there'll always be one around the stage area where the DJs are. So, and the rest of them will be wandering about like headless chickens, I suppose. So if you want to find any staff member, just look for the sticker and they'll be able to help you. Now, in terms of behaviour, last year was brilliant. No problems at all. Everyone was groovy. It was all cool. So that's all it is. Just be cool. Have a damn good time, as much good time as you possibly can. Just don't hurt anybody else in the process. Simple as that. So if your fun is affecting anyone else, well, it's just common sense, isn't it? You all know how to behave. So just keep it cool and groovy, and everything will be absolutely fine, and we'll have a great time. And if a member of staff, a piece of staff, eh? If a member of staff asks you to do something, just do it. It's simple that way, isn't it? Yes. Otherwise, they might chuck you out if they're being mean. No, really. If they say anything, just sort of, just listen to staff. They know what they're doing. We all have to be clued up on all of the safety issues involved and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm sure you'll listen anyway. We had absolutely no issues whatsoever last year, and I doubt there'll be any this year either. Now, if you lose anything, it's a sad time, but keep an eye on everything that you bring that's valuable, because if you do lose it, unfortunately, we can't take responsibility for it, and we're not insured to pay you back. So if you do lose anything, bring it up with a member of the staff, and we'll do our best to help you find whatever you've lost and help you out in that regard, okay? So if you lose anything, just please come and contact a member of staff, or about anything else, any questions, anything you want to know at all, just pop on over, and any member of staff will be happy to help you out. And if you're under 16, unfortunately, you're going to have an adult with you for legal reasons. So have an adult with you, legal guardian, parent, whatever, responsible adult, and stick with them, and it'll all be groovy because they're responsible for you, I'm afraid. Yes, indeed, we can't be responsible for that. So just stick with your adult, and if for some reason you lose contact, again, just talk to a member of staff, and we'll do our very best to get you partnered back up with the adult as soon as possible. So it'll all be groovy. I don't think you'll get lost anyway, to be honest. There might be quite a few people turning up, but the entrance, the main entrance, is always a good place to sort of hang around, to meet people if you're lost or see a member of staff. And if for some reason there is a fire, heaven forbid, don't go saving the Sonic merchandise. I know you want to, but don't. You need to head to the fire meeting point, which is basically behind the event in the car park. And there are a few fire doors in the area, and each one of them will have somebody to help you get through there. You know, just to open the door and say, "This is a fire exit, get out of here." So we've got a couple of fire wardens there, and so if you're planning to burn the place down, we're prepared for you, scumbag. But no, it should be completely fine. So if there is an event where everybody has to get out of the building, just meet in the car park behind the establishment, and it'll all be groovy. And basically, that's it. Apart from one final rule, which is to have as much fun as you can. Seriously, that's the only reason why we're doing it. And it's completely free. Yes, indeed. Just walk on in. It's absolutely free. As long as we know who you are and you've got your details and you're registered with us, you're in. It's as simple as that. There might be merchandise available to buy there. We can't completely confirm that at this stage, but there might be. So bring a little bit of cash. And if you're really hungry at any point in the event, the area surrounding the event, Brick Lane, has plenty of places for you to eat there, so catering will not be a problem. And you'll probably get some kind of identification, like a little stamp, or keep your ticket handy, and you'll be able to walk in and out of the event to be able to show people that you are indeed a Summer of Sonic goer person. So you basically, that's just it. It's very simple. And once you get there, it'll be perfectly easy to pick up everything. And if you've got any more questions, contact a member of staff or just read the terms of service yourself. It's not a very long document at all. It's only about a page or so. Right, that's about it really. I hope to see you at Summer of Sonic 2009. Hope you all have a great time. And if you don't, I'll be very, very surprised, because last year it was fantastic. Trust me, it was brilliant. So this year will be just as good, if not better. So I'll see you there, and thanks for listening.